Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A California woman is suing Chris Brown, accusing him of assaulting her after his June 22nd show at the Heat Ultra Lounge OC in Anaheim. Deanna Gines claims that she met Brown in the VIP section and that he became angry and intentionally shoved her to the ground, causing her bodily injury and harm. She's seeking unspecified damages. Speaking of lawsuits, rapper The Game is being sued by his former babysitter, Karen Monroe, for defamation after his Instagram post. In the post, Game accuses her of having sex with her boyfriend at his house and leaving condom wrappers, screaming at kids, passing babysitting duties off to other people unauthorized, and a laundry list of other complaints. He also accused her of mistreating rapper Nas and ex-wife Khalees' son, Knight. Toni Braxton has lost more than 24 of her songs after a man brought them right from under her. Braxton struck a deal in her bankruptcy case in which she settled with various debtors. Part of the deal, she could buy back 27 songs from her catalog for $20,000 with one string attached. She could be outbid. A man named Ross Klein doubled Toni's price and won the bid. Flavor Flav's Chicken and Ribs fast food joint got evicted once and for all from its last remaining location in Sterling Heights, Michigan, following a battle with its landlord. The landlord claims that Flav's business partner hadn't been paying rent, but a court allowed them to stay open on the condition that the two came to an agreement regarding past rent. Since that never happened, the Michigan location was shut down. His other locations in Las Vegas and Iowa have also closed. The private elementary school Will Smith launched in California in 2008 has shut down. New Village Leadership Academy, founded with his wife Jada, used a study tech curriculum method of teaching, which was devised by Scientology founder. No official reason has been given for the academy's closure, although some reports state that many of the children at the sixth grade level still could not read. On a more positive note, involving education, Hampton University student says now she can stay in college thanks to a $25,000 scholarship she won from rapper Wale. Lauren Pryor, a sophomore psychology student, won the Wale the Gifted Scholarship. Winning the scholarship was a true blessing, she said.